scientists, why do they reject Noah's flood?
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker on the authority and accuracy of the Bible. Well, Ken, if there's so much evidence over the earth that supports what the Bible says concerning a global flood during Noah's day, then why don't all scientists believe it?
You know, this is really a very important question. That's why we devote a large section of our Creation Museum to the flood. After I've given lectures in schools and colleges, I often get this same question. You see, once the students have heard that the layers of the Grand Canyon can be explained by the flood and its after effects, not slow processes, and once they've been told that fossils can form quickly, students usually ask, "Sir, if this is all true, why don't our teachers and scientists believe this?" Well, the answer can be found in the Bible, actually, in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 5. Concerning people rejecting the belief in creation and the flood, the Apostle Peter tells us that they are willingly ignorant, which means they deliberately reject or they've refused to believe this. In other words, it's got nothing to do with the evidence. They don't want to believe. And that's because of our sin nature. We're in rebellion against our Creator. Yes, sadly, people willingly reject the authority of the Bible from its very first verse.
Are you aware that dinosaurs can be used to help defend the authority of God's Word? This fascinating topic is discussed in Ken Ham's free booklet, available on our website, answersradio.com. And find out more about our Creation Museum.